Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Zayin. And we left off yesterday after entertaining a number of different issues that we didn't have any rayas for. We left off with tekus. And the question is, there were a number of questions we spoke about yesterday, whether this din of Shehiya is a general din that wherever there is a concept of not being in a state of tuma, that is the shear of that state of tuma, or is it something that was said uniquely where hishtachavoya is possible? And therefore, let's say in the case of a nozir who was tummit, it wouldn't apply. That was a teku. Then we had other tekus. The question was, we talked about things like, can you add up various tiny shehiyas? Didn't know an answer to that. The question also we had about, I don't remember how far we went. We had gone ahead. Maybe I didn't. Did I do all of that yesterday? You know what? I did. Bonnie says I did. I can't remember how far ahead we got. I don't know. I seem to recall that the last thing that we had was the difference, maybe if somebody was betame himself, bemazed whether there's a din of Shia or she has only a din in where he became tame in his own. I think that was the last thing that we had. So that was also a teku. And there were more tekus along the way. And these we'll learn today. So after that last teku, boy Ravashi, how about if a nozer, I'm going to say this again, even though Rabbi Yehuda said, I said it last night, how about if a nazir is tame, and he doesn't leave right away from his mokum of tuma, so is that considered to be also a case of shehiya, or is the din of shehiya actually not nogea bichlal if it's not bifnim? Because it seems to be a little far fetched to talk about a shir of shehiya v'shtachavoya, which would be bachutz. That too is teku. The next question. What if he was bolo ba'arucha? We said, if he goes ba'arucha, he's chayiv. But if he goes out the closest way, he's potter. So, Amar Rava Ketzora Sha'amru, afilu akev betzad gudal, afilu kol yom kulo. When we say that you took the short way out, you're potter even if you took the longest possible time to get out of the shortest way. This is even if you were walking, you put your heel, your toe behind your heel, then move the heel to next to the toe, and so on. So even if it took you all day long, it would still be a yitzia biktzara. So the question that Rava left with, was she yot maushi yit starfu? Can you put all of those little instants, so a half a second at a time, could they add up to a full shiur? Asks the Gemara, isn't that innate in his own statement? That over there, if you took the whole day, apparently, it doesn't matter. And even though there were a lot of shehiyas between each one of those footsteps, says the Gemara, who says? Atam b'dalo shaha. Maybe it's talking about that there were no shehiyas to be mitzarif in that case. And therefore, we have no raya from Rava. So his question is a good question. And furthermore, boy mine abaya mi Rava. Rashi points out over here, by the way, don't confuse this with Rava, who's been here the whole time, because every time that Abaye asks a question about what do you say, it's always from Rabba, his Rebbe. It's never from Rava. So that is for sure the correct girsa, even though until now we've been talking about all of the questions that Rava had raised. So Abaye asks Rava, how about if you take the long way home, but you actually run it so that the amount of time that you spend getting out on the long way was the actual shiur that it would normally have taken you to get out of the ketzara. Now, is that considered to be that you were yotze b'ketzara? Or is it considered to be that, but the point is that you took the arucha and there it doesn't matter how long it takes. So that's the opposite, the mirror image of the case we had before. Gavi, you're not muted. So, balo barucha derech shiur ketzara, mahu. So, what would be the din? Do we look at the differences between the Ketzora and the Arucha as a time difference? So it's a Shiur. The point is the Shiur Gemiri. Or, and if that would be the case, then V'chi Balo Ba'arucha Shiur Ketzora, you would be Potter. As long as you took the time. That point is not how the Derech that you took, but rather how long it took you to get out. In which case, it would be okay. Or Dilma Davka Gemiri. What it was that the Shiur was not the time that it takes to get out of the Arucha or the Ketzora, but the actual Derech. That is the Iser. So therefore, if that would be the case, Davka, then Ba'arucha Chayav and B'Ketzora Patur, and it doesn't matter how long or how short it was. So in the same way that Rava had said before, even if it takes you all day long, as you, long as you go out of the Ketzora, it would be okay. The same thing would be true. And if you went out by the Arucha, even though you rushed it and it took you as short as the Ketzora, it would be the same. Omar Lei, so Rabba told Abaye, lo nitna Arucha lihidachot etzlo. You can't decide on your own that this is the way I want to go. It's not going to be any different. If that was the halacha, then that was the halacha. And you're not going to get around that halacha by running out. And therefore, the same thing is true. This is the mirror image of what it was that Rava said before. If you take all day longer going out the Ketzora, or you take a half a second in lightning running out of the Arucha, the question is, what derech did you take? Matkif l'Rabbi Zeira. I don't understand how you could say that, because the din is, and this nobody argues on, that a tamei sheshimesh is b'mita, right? There's a halacha, we have the spek in Sanhedrin, that someone who was meshamesh in the Beis HaMikdash betuma is chayev misa bidei shamai. Now, there's no such case. According to you, there's no such case. Because you could never only be chayev misa bidei shamai. Since in order to do that aveda in the Beis HaMikdash betuma, you would have to be standing there long enough to do that aveda, right? So how did you stand there without, alone, sweetheart, how did you stand there without spending time? And that time was already mechayev you karet. But karet is more chomer than misa b'dei shamai. So where would there ever be a state where you were only doing the aveda, you'd only be chayev misa? Hechi mashkachas lav. Think about that, says Rabbi Zera. If you didn't do any shehiot, so how could you possibly have done any aveda? I mean, it takes time to do things, right? And if you were shoa long enough to do any kind of aveda, I mean, so that would certainly be birpei shtachavoya, so then you would already be chayev kores, you see? So there is a way out of this, but it's against what you're saying. So if you would have told me, Amrit Bishlama, that this is a time, it's a shiur, it's not a place, not going out the long way or going out the short way. Okay, so then I can imagine a case where, like, you do an incredible sprint to get out of the Azara, and therefore you save that little bit of time, and there, at that little bit of time that you saved by running, you use that time to do the Aveda, so then you would be able to be chayev misa for the Aveda, but to get out fast enough, between the two times together, you'd still be getting out fast enough not to be chayev the Yisr Karet. But if you're going to tell me what you are saying, it makes no sense. That's the inside. So then you can find a case. Mashkachatla. Case was that the guy, whoa, he really put in an incredible run. The Unisnafshe, he took the shortest way out at an incredible speed, and that saved him enough time to be Oved Avada. But if you're going to tell me that, no, we're talking about Dafka. It's really if you went this way. So then there's no possible thing I could do because I can't save time by going out faster. So it's still going to take me that time. So then if that's the point, so then if it's not the way, if it's not the time, it's the way that I go out. So then if I stayed long enough to do the Aveda, I can't, b'shum eifen, get away without being chayev karet. Amar Abaye, that is simply not true. You're making a lot of assumptions. Your assumption is that there is no avoda that you could do without any shehiyah. Okay, but that's simply not the case. Mike Kush, I don't understand what's bothering you. It could be talking about a case. He did go the shortest route out, so he was not Chayav Karis. On the way out, and there, as we said, maybe it doesn't matter how long it takes. That isn't the point. But on the way of walking out Biktzara, he had this fork in his hand, and as he passes by the Mizbeach, he flips a piece of basar, a piece of emurim, of other karbanas on the Mizbeach, and that way he would be doing an Aveda of Haktara, because he flipped something on the Mizbeach. Look at Ravuna. Ravuna says, the Zor Shahafach Betzinura Chayim Misa. If a Zor does very simple, he takes a fork and he flips over something that was on the Mizbeach. So then he's going to be Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. I understand your teretz. It's a very good point, but can we understand Ravuna? Gufa. Omer Ravuna, Zor Shahafach Betzinura Chayav Misa. I don't understand exactly how that is an Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, the meats already, or the Emurim, are already on the Mizbeach, right? So, like, what exactly is he doing by flipping it? How is that a new Avodah? I mean, what's the case? Echidami. Idilo hafach lo lo mitachlet. If the case was that it was in a position where it wasn't close enough, let's say, to the Eish on the Mizbeach, and it never would have been burned on the Mizbeach, so then it was never put on the Mizbeach in the first place. So then it's rather partial, isn't it? I mean, of course. Basically, the Tzar has done a full Aveda. He took something that wasn't on the Eish on the Mizbeach, and he put it on the Eish on the Mizbeach. I don't need Ravuna to tell me that. And if it would have been burned on the Mizbeach without his picking it up and flipping it, I mean, so then he's not doing anything. I mean, so how could he be chayav for doing nothing? So, Michael Avid, where's that a new Aveda? Ah, there is a case. Case would be, let's say, if he hadn't flipped it over and made it closer, the other side closer to the Eish of the Mizbeach, so then it would have taken it 2 hours to be fully eaten by the Mizbeach. And now, because of the fact that he turned it over, obviously it's like when you're making a barbecue, you're careful to do that. And therefore, now it's going to be finished more rapidly. And the Chiddush of Ravuna is a goof at that point. If you make it happen faster, that itself is considered to an Aveda. That was a big Chiddush. That was the point that Ravuna made. But once you have that Ravuna, you can no longer be Medayik, that it takes time to do Aveda. It does not take time. If you're walking by, you can easily do it without, and remember, if you're walking by even tiptoeing through the tulips, which still going Biktsara, and we said that even if it takes you all day, that going Biktsara, you'd be putter, so it works out very well. It is a shear in where you went and not in how long it took you. And nonetheless, it's easy to imagine a case in which you managed to do an Aveda on the Mizbeach without its taking any extra time at all. Omer Rabbi Hoshaya. Look, guys, I'm feeling a little shy this morning, says Rabbi Hoshaya. And the reason that I'm feeling shy is I want to say a Chiddush, okay? But I know everybody's going to jump on me, so I'm a little nervous. So, Bina Dema Milsa, but I'm scared. Mistafina Michavraya, I know I'm going to be attacked for this. Okay, but what the heck? I'm going to say it anyway. Okay, so, Anichmas Labayit HaManuga. So, a guy is walking into a house that has a nega, but he's walking in backwards. So then, even if his entire body, except his nose, is inside
his nose.
Very good. Shy of his nose. So afilu kulo chutz michotmo, he's still tahar. Even though normally the din is that once already a nichmas, rosho, rubo, you would already be tameh because it says rabal abayit. I'm claiming, says Rav Hoshaya, that walking backwards is not called knisa. Haba el abayit means dafka if you walk in the way people walk, and walking backwards is not included in the way people walk. That's my Chiddush. So therefore, I say, since it says, the haba el habayit, somebody who is ba, okay, that's dafka derech bi'ah. It's the way that you normally would enter into the house. And I never saw anybody coming into the house backwards. That's certainly not the derech. And therefore, I think it's not included, and he wouldn't be tummy. But I'm afraid that I'm going to be attacked because they're going to say, Mistafina Michavraya, because they're going to say to me, so if so, so then why do you say that his nose has to be outside of the house? Even if he went in the wrong way, and therefore he should not be tummy, even if his entire body came out. Where do you get the idea that the nose knows? And that's what they would say. Yochi kule nami. Amar Rava, yes, but that would be silly to ask that question to Rav Hoshaya, because obviously there's a difference between ba'al habayit and something that is in the bayit, don't you see? Let's say, if there are kalim in the bayit, right? So kalim in the bayit are tamei in a bayit menugah. Why? They weren't ba'al habayit, so how did they become tamei? Because there's a different pasuk, v'lo yitma kol asher ba'bayit. That's a different din. So there's a halacha of coming into the bayit menugah, and then there's a halacha about being in the bayit menugah. Coming into the Bayit HaMenugah is even Rosh HaVerubo. Being in the Bayit HaMenugah is a separate category, and that is only if you're fully in the house. But therefore, Rav Hoshaya is completely correct. If you're coming in, and the Chiyuv would only be in terms of Bia, but you're still not in completely, that's not called Ba'al HaBayit. Therefore, I think Rav Hoshaya is 100% right. And in fact, Tanya Nami Ochi, we see from a completely different akuda, and this is the reason that we bring this over here, because it's nogea, the halacha of Knisa L'Migdash Betuma. And we see exactly the same halacha over here. Tanya Amihochi. Gagin halalu. This is talking about the various, remember that they had like stadium seating around the Beis HaMigdash, where people would be able to be, we talked a lot about it on sukkahs, and people would put their lulavim and esrogim on top of these shelves that were over the stadium seating. Anyway, so the thing is that those gagin of the various things that had a roof in the Azara, ein ochlim sham kachim kadashim, vein shochatim sham kachim kali. Now, halacha is that they were not mikudash in terms of giving them the Kiddusha of the Azara, only the actual floor of the Azara and the airspace. Of course, we said that the Avir Azara Kazara, but only up to these Gagin was Mekudash. That's true, by the way, not only of the Azara. It's all Gagin, even in terms of Yerushalayim, Kodshe Kodashim are eaten on the ground or on the inside of the house, which is Mechuber to the ground, but it's not like a mikveh that we view this as chibur to the ground, because here it has to do with where, what were we mekadesh. And another interesting halacha is that if a tamei comes into the azara by climbing over the roof and then lowering himself from the roof, he would be putter. Why? Ah, here's the raya to Rav Hoshaya. Shenemar el hamigdash lo tavo. Lo tavo means like a normal, like your mother would yell at you, will you come in like a normal kid, for God's sake? So if you go over the roof and lower yourself, that's not, well, maybe it's some kids, but it's not a fully normal kid. And therefore, if you're walking it backwards or walking over the roof, you see Rav Hoshaya is right. It's not considered to be derech bi'ah.
And we just want to mention that the Rambam in this best parsha as a whole piece on the Chotem is the acre of the face, and therefore one of the Psulim. So that might be there's more than just that it's a part of the body.
It isn't. A din over here is a din in Kulay. Zohi mitzvata seishe b'mikdash, the next piece of the Mishnah. So it is very strange Mishnah that brought a reference to something that has nothing to do with what we said. And this is the mitzvah haseh shebemigdash, that you're not chayev a korban of the ha'elam dover if you're a bezdin. What in the world? What is this referring to? Ta'echakoy dekomar zohi. What was the Tana referring to? He's pointing to some kind of zohi. What's he pointing to? He's pointing to the Mishnah in Lurias. As we explained when we learned the Mishnah. Over there, it says in Hurias that Sanhedrin is not chayev if they gave a wrong hora'ah on the mitzvah asay or on the mitzvah of lot asay shebe migdash. We understand that the mitzvah asay was shiluach tmeim. So if they said you can go even the long way, and that, of course, is wrong, that's an Issacharis, they don't bring a Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. And if they say you can go in Bituma, then they would also not bring a Par Halam Davar on that. Why not? Because you only bring a Par Halam Davar on something that a Yochid is Chayev Achatas. But since over here a Yochid is not Chayev Achatas Kavua, he's Chayev an Eilav Yere, so the din of the dinim of Migdash that which are included in those carbon Eilav Yere would be that a Bezdin that makes a mistake like that is not Chayev the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. And there's another thing which is also true, and that is that a Yochid would actually not bring an Asham Tolui if he was Mesupak, for the same reason. You don't bring an Asham Tolui on something that is not a Chatas Kavua if you knew for sure that you did it. So over here, since even if you knew for sure that you did it, you would be Chayim not a Chatas Kavua, but an Olav Yored. So if you're Mesupak, you don't bring an Asham Tolui. So this is unique to two other Karbonas, which are dependent on the dinim of the Chatas. Fine. So that's what he is referring to. And what does it say over there? So here's a quote from the Mishnah. Ein chayavim al ase ve'alot ase shebimigdash ve'ein mevi'im asham tolui. If you're a yochid, al ase ve'alot ase shebimigdash. Aval, this next piece is the point of the next piece of our Mishnah. It's a reference to the next piece of the Mishnah in Huriot. Aval, chayavim al ase ve'alot ase shebinidah. Umevi'im asham toluya yochid would be mevi asham al aseva lot asesha benita if he was not certain that he had been omer. Over. So now, we don't know what that is because it never explained precisely what's meant by the eser lot ase. So therefore, ka'omar, it says in our Mishnah, we want to explain this. The case that we had over here about being nitma ba'azara and needing to go out b'ktsara and not ba'arucha, that is what it was referring to. This is the mitzvah's asay, shebimigdash, she'ein chayavim aleha. And now, a zoi mitzvah asay shebinidash, she'ein chayavim aleha. So then it's a similar case in which ayamish ameshi matorah, there's a difference between coming into the azara bituma or staying in the Azor Batuma. So too, there's a difference between coming into a woman who's a Nida, or staying in a woman who's a Nida, which we learned from the Pasuk of Tehe Nida To Alav. So the similar case would be to the case of where he became Tame in the Azora, Hayamish Amesh Ima Tehora, the Amra Lo Nitmeti. And by the way, there's other strange, remember that we had the Sugis in Nida, which compared different parts of a woman to different chadorim, pnimi, chitzoni, and so on and so forth. It uses even the same lashon of the Knesa L'Migdash. And of course, remember that Yaakov Avinu was seen as penetrating the Migdash. That became the chadar hamitot, and his sleeping in the Beis HaMikdash was HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him dafka to sleep. That's like not a euphemism. So that's really the aspect of bia that we say into the Beis HaMikdash is similar to bia. We actually learn out, remember, dinim of intercourse from that mice of Yaakov Avinu, that you have to turn off the lights because it says kibah shemesh, or we have the idea of the kohen wearing the me'il that has the bells on it. So the Gemara compares that also to make sure that nobody comes into the room while you're involved in intimacies and so on. So this is another one of a series of strange, it rings very strangely in our ears. I mean, we're talking, it's such a weird comparison, going the long way out and the short way out from, I'm like, weird. But when you realize again that the whole Beis HaMikdash is built around those relationships, you understand that that's the meaning of the Kruvim, and the way that the Kruvim were making love was this relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, and that like the Pasuk says that there were all of these pictures of actually Ish V'Luyot. So those are couples making love around the Beis HaMikdash's Kelim. That's weird to Westerners, but that's mamish the whole point of the relationships in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, this Mishnah is not stop making this insane comparison. So it's telling you that this is really the same, a mirror of the same case. So somebody is sleeping with a woman, and she says to him, I just sensed that I became a nida. So if he is pirish miyad, so he goes out the short way, so to speak, because he still has an erection, so I guess he's going out the long way, but we call this the short way, so then he would be chayev. And he's not allowed to do that. We learned that out from the pasuk. They need a to'alav. She should be a nida while she is alav. Because what is the difference between thrusting inwards or thrusting outwards? It's exactly the same in terms of his pleasure is the same. Itma. Abaya omar mishmei de Reb Chiya bar Rav, that you would be chayev two separate chata'ot. V'chein Omar Rav, Omar of Shmuel, Bar Shva, Omar of Huna, you would be chayev two separate chata'ot. Chada Aknisa, one for going in, we'll discuss this in a moment because she wasn't a nida when he went in, but since he needed to take into consideration, we have to understand what the case was, that she would become a nida, and that, of course, would only be in a time where she is at the time of her period, and he should not have actually taken the chance, as we'll see in a moment. So even though at the time that he was nichnas, he didn't do anything wrong, well, I shouldn't say that, he wasn't over on sleeping with Anita. Nonetheless, the fact that afterwards she became Anita and he did end up sleeping with Anita, so he would be chayev for that. And then when he found out that she's Anita and he wasn't supposed to exit, so he would be chayev a separate carbon on the prisha. So Rava pointed out, this is not so pashut because I understand what's the case. B'mai. You're saying, obviously, if he's chayev a carbon, so then it's not that he was an onus. He should have known better. There's no way that he could have known that she's going to become a nida. He didn't do anything wrong. So how could he be a shogeg that's chayev a carbon? He would be an onus. So obviously, you seem to be talking about a case where it was near the veset that she was meant to actually become a nida, and he should have realized that this could happen at any point. And so, Mamela, as we'll see later on, there's a chiyuv of prisha somuch levesta. Now, later on, we're going to get to the Gemara. We'll hear, too, that we'll go over how near to a veset is there a din of prisha. So, if you're talking about somuch levesta, and who are we talking about? Are we talking about a Talmud Chacham? A Talmud Chacham knows that somuch levesta, he's usher. So then I understand. So then, he would be chayev on the knisa. Why? Isn't he amazed? No. He thought he had enough time. He thought, okay, let me get one last contact with her, you know, and I can manage that before she actually becomes Anita. So that's a shogeg. It's not an ones, but it is a shogeg. He didn't intend to sleep with Anita. But at that point, if he exited, then he did that on purpose. Because if he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows better than to do that. So then why is he chayev on the prisha? As far as the prisha is concerned, he's amazed. So doesn't make sense that he would be chayev twice. And if he's an Am Haaretz, so then, now you understand why he would be chayev twice if we could figure out that he's a shogeg on the Yetziya. Because if you have a Yediyah that's b'chayev you a korban, if you do another maisa, even though it's the same chait, that's b'chayev you a second carbon, right? It's always like that. Yediot, that's called, it's a Gavi rule, yediot michalkot. Finding out that you did something that was b'chayev you a shogeg is michalek the next avera that you do from the original chiyev. So therefore, knisa, I didn't know she was a nida. I found out she was a nida. Now I know I shouldn't have done the knisa. And therefore, I was chayev already for the knisa for having ended up in this situation. Okay, that's one chiyuv chatos. Now, I shouldn't go out, and I do. So if you're amazed and you know you shouldn't go out, so then the reason you're not chayev the other carbon is because you're amazed. But if you didn't know that you're not supposed to go out, So then you were a shogeg. But if this guy is a Talmud Chacham, so assumedly he did know that he's not supposed to go out. And if we're dealing with an Am HaAretz, so you said you're Chayav 2. You wouldn't be Chayav 2 if you're a Talmud Chacham. If we're talking about Am HaAretz, so then he did the same chait twice. He shouldn't have gone in Samach LaVista, and he shouldn't have gone out with an erection. But that's he didn't know either of those things. And both of those things are the same Avera. So why isn't it a classic case of eating two Zeze Chelev without realizing in between that he had done something wrong? And if you're going to tell me the case is that it isn't Samach LaVista, and what are we talking about? A Talmud Chacham. So then you shouldn't be high of anything. Because if it's not Samach LaVista, the fact that he got into this pickle is not his fault. It's a complete onus. So he's not high of on the Knesset. And the fact that he went out is amazing. So he's not high of at all. You're saying he's high of two. He's not high of even one. Because on the Knesset, he was an onus since it wasn't Samach LaVista. And on the Prisha, he's amazing because he knows better. And if we're talking about an Am HaAretz, so the Am HaAretz doesn't know that he's supposed to be Perish Samach LaVista, so he would only be Chayev, one Chatas, for exiting. So Chodo de Bechayev, where do we come up with the idea that there is a case, I understand any case, where he would be Chayev too? Adar Amar Rava, look, it's really very simple. Just because he knows the din of Prisha Samach LaVista, how many people are aware of the fact that they are supposed to not exit with an erection? I mean, like the first natural response to finding yourself in a situation in which you're in the middle of intercourse with Anita is you go out immediately, right? So not everybody knows that that's usher. So maybe that's the point. It was Samach LaVista. He should never have gotten into this mess in the first place. He's a Talmud Chacham who knows that he has to be Perish Samach LaVista. And therefore, he was Chayev HaChatas for that, but he didn't know the other din. So he is a Talmud Chacham for this simple halacha, but he's not a Talmud Chacham for this more complex halacha. I mean, obviously, any chassan that learns the dinim knows he's not allowed to be Nichnas Samach LaVista, but how many chassanim are aware of the fact that if chas v'shalom something like this would happen to them, they're not supposed to exit with an erection? That's something like, okay, who even talks about that to a chassan? It's such a rare occasion. Omar Rava, but the truth is that there's a separate chiyuv for knisa and yitziah that is actually a beferish mishnah that we really know from Nida.